BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website. The Scott Mills Daily.
We have a lot of extra listeners this morning who couldn't sleep because they are waiting nervously, feeling a little bit sick and bricking it for their GCSE results today. So hello, if that's you. I'm going to get some soothing music on for you soon and give you a reassuring radio hug.
And that's you helping these people, yeah?
Well, what else can I do? What do you want me to do? Go around personally? I can't do that. But I think that if Matt Fincham plays something real nice on his keyboard, which is just behind me, that'll be reassuring for a lot of people.
It'll make everything all right.
Who are just sat there at the moment, maybe still in bed, under the covers, thinking, oh, God, it's like 3 hours to go before I get my results. So many nervous people on Twitter already today. And I've been in Radio 1 this early, when the cleaners are in, because it's like an assault course to even get to the studio. I just had to scale over about 20 black bin bags just to get in here.
Yeah.
Like, actually climb over them.
I've made some new friends, actually, at this time of the morning.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I always say hello, offer them a drink.
I like the man with the Hoover today.
Yeah.
He's always here at this time.
Yeah, nice lad.
Morning. He can never hear you because his Hoover's always on. Dynamite by Tyre Cruz and Porter Robinson, Language. I've got a cold in other news.
Yeah. So the tickly cough stuff you had yesterday.
It's now a full-blown cold.
Oh, God.
This is coffee number four. And
coffee,
I wish...
number four before 20 to 7.
Yeah, that's not good, is it?
No.
That's not recommended. Don't do that, kids. Just can't wake up. I wish I could tell you that something interesting happened to me yesterday, but nothing did. I fell asleep during Escape to the Country. The end.
Yeah, I was thinking of making something up really exciting to share with everyone today.
Nothing happened.
I literally went round my gran's to visit her, and I fell asleep.
You fell asleep again?
Yes.
So that's twice. So you fell asleep at a Watford match.
Yep, the day
and then you went to see your gran and fell asleep.
Yeah.
And how long was the entire visit?
Well, bless her, it, a couple of hours, but when I woke up, she was still talking, so I don't actually think she noticed that I had gone to sleep.
I love that. So you wake up, you just come to, and she's still wittering on.
She was there, carrying on talking. I love it a bit, but...
Did you rejoin in the conversation?
Yeah, I just sort of styled it out.
Like you'd never been away?
And then realised I'd been there 2 hours, so time's up.
Anyway, Nan, I better be off.
Yeah.
Don't remember any of the last 2 hours.
Yeah.
Oh, at least you were there. At least you paid her a visit. She doesn't know.
But what's weird is I think I had a full meal whilst I was asleep.
What?
Well, I woke up with a plate next to me. We're sort of half-eaten sandwiches, and I don't know if it's, like, my cousin... Because my cousin was there as well. I don't know if they ate it.
Or
if it was like, I've sleep-eaten.
If you've managed to boss sandwiches in your sleep, then I salute you.
Yeah.
But you did fall asleep in front of... Well, in a football stadium.
Yeah.
The night before.
Yeah, that was a low point.
And a goal was scored. And even with the roar of the crowd, you still didn't wake up.
Yeah, I missed that.
Very impressive. Right, coming up today... Oh, hang on, we'll wait, because I want to do this morning menu thing again.
Oh, yes.
It's one of my kind of ambitions in life to one day be able to go on this morning, and the music goes... Coming up today, cooking with Gino. So the next best thing is doing it on this show. So I'll tell you what's coming up in a sec.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
That's a reassuring text, first thing. Sounding rough today, Mills. Thank you. It's 12 minutes to 7. Good morning. It's Thursday on Radio 1. Another Chris who's working on the show today did a good one and fell asleep in the hairdressers yesterday afternoon. I've done that before. It's just that relaxing head massage. And if they offer you that, always take it.
It's all sorts of wrong, that.
Why is it?
Well, my barber doesn't give me a head massage and it'd be weird if he did.
That's because you go to a old school barber where they still do a shave with, like, the blade.
And it's simple. I go in there, it costs me about £8.
Us boys here, we're more into the luxury hair salons.
You and Fincham are
Yeah, we like the nice music.
Oh, come on.
We like the shampoo. Oh, that it smells so lush. And you're like, where can I buy that? And you never can buy it in any supermarket. The conditioner is also good. Peppermint conditioner.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. It's like...
Mine doesn't even wash my hair.
It's like pampering. It should be going for a haircut. But well done, Chris, for falling asleep yesterday. I've done that before.
Mm.
You don't... Like, everything to do with massage for you is wrong. It's because you're new to the world of massage.
I am, yes.
A head massage should not excite you.
But I just can't imagine my barber... You see, my barber's quite a like a blokey bloke. And if he attempted to give me a head massage, I'd find that a little...
Well, you wouldn't get it in a bar, but you're just going to the wrong places.
I just think it's mixing two things which shouldn't be mixed together. You go and get a haircut, I don't understand why he's suddenly massaging you.
It just feels nice.
It's like going to, I don't know, it's like going to the butcher's and then them massaging you, in my opinion.
It's not.
It's as weird as that.
That's because you are scared of massages.
Well, I'm better than I was. Because I had that horrific experience in Cavos. Do you remember where I didn't... there was a language barrier and I stood there.
That's what happened, wasn't it?
I stood there naked.
Well, yes, and you were shouting over the wall at me. This is on one of the episodes of 24 Years at the Tap End.
Yeah.
So we both decided to go and get a massage in Cavos. Nothing dodgy, you know, just part of the hotel services. And the lady was like... Well, you didn't understand what she was saying.
I didn't know what to do.
And you didn't realise, because you were new to the world of massage, that you should always keep underwear on.
She left the room, and when she returned, I sort of had panicked in that time, and I stood there completely naked.
While he's shouting over the wall to me, because you could hear each other over the wall. He's like, Scott, what do I do now? What do I do now? And he also thought you had to make appreciative noises while they're massaging you. So he's like, oh.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a silent thing.
Because
I didn't want her to feel like she was doing a bad job. So
he felt that he should, like, make noises of appreciation. Because if he was silent during the massage, she'd think that she was rubbish. So that went wrong. Did you put your boxers back on in the end?
Well, yeah, because she walked in and I stood there sort of cupping myself.
Yeah.
And she ran back out. And at that point, you shouted over the wall, what is going on?
Yeah, and there was a kerfuffle. And I was like, what's going on?
Told me to put my boxers...
Put them on immediately. The Scott Mills Daily. And coming up this morning, after seven, it'll be Dear Scott with the Posh Radio 4 Lady. And also loads of you across the country today will be waiting for your GCSE results. So if you get to wait with us this morning, then get in touch and let us know how you do on 81199. GCSE results coming up later on the show. Also, Nick Grimshaw will be here, continuing to ease him into his new slot here on Radio 1 with some fun and games later. And fresh from her Edinburgh experience, the Inbetweeners actress Emily Attack will be here playing Innuendo Bingo. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. I'm Scott Mills. Got a bit of a cold, but it's all fine. Hope I don't sound too rubbish. 7:13. Right, Matt Fincham's piano is just here in the background because we're going to use it for tickets to Reading later on. So I thought, would you mind playing on, Fincham? That's lovely. Might as well while it's here.
Live piano.
Live piano for everybody who's getting their GCSE results today. I'm hoping this will make you feel a little bit calmer. Like Emma Bird, who feels like she might throw up. Olivia, who's really scared, just waiting. Leanne Hemming. Will Lewington, who is bricking it. Neve Graham, who hasn't slept at all. Alex Garscath, who thinks she's going to fail. Harry Card. James Charlton. Lenita, who gets her results at 10 o'clock this morning. Robin in Cheltenham, who's waiting. Miss Landers, the drama teacher's been on. That's it, I don't want to call you by your first name. Miss Landers is just fine. Good luck to all the Year 11s at Bourne Academy in Lincolnshire. Will and Ollie waiting for their results. Georgia from Nottingham, who slept for about 4 hours and is now pacing around her bedroom. I'm so nervous, she says. Kate Wright, who's giving out the results today because she's head of house at Flixton Girls' School. And also Sam in Cardiff. And Laura in Northampton, who wants to wish her big sister Ellie good luck. And Holly in St Ives, who says, can you shout out Year 11s from St Ives School in St Ives, please? Quite worried about my GCSE results today. Josh is waiting. Also Vicky and Beth in Devon and Axe Valley Community College Year 10 and 11 students who get their results today. Oh, this is nice.
It's quite emotional.
Yeah. Natalie in Ashford has got the right idea. Getting ready for school to get my results, then going straight to Reading from there. Good one. There is a number you can call, whatever results you've got today, good or bad, whether you expected to get these or they're not what you expected at all. I'll give you that a bit later on, but for now, this is just to calm you. I'm giving you a big hug. It's all going to be fine. And good luck to all of you who are getting your results today.
I like it when you do that. And it, you know, is, and it's all going to be
fine. It's all going to be fine.
Makes me feel better.
Yeah. You're not even getting results.
No.
Play Old Fincham. It's early. That was a lovely moment, I think.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So, have you sent me an email this week with a question, with a dilemma, something that maybe is bugging you a little bit, or something you want to share with the world? That's what Dear Scott's for. It's your open forum to discuss absolutely anything. If you've got anything to say, it could get on tomorrow's show. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and it'll get read out by the posh lady from Radio 4 like this.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and anyone else, I love the new single from The Vaccines, but can't help hearing something different whenever I hear the intro. Doesn't the start sound a lot like your Oh What's Occurring jingle? I was just wondering if Scott had collaborated with The Vaccines. If not, maybe you should take action against them. Love you all. Bye. Lee, Wisbeach.
I'm not really into suing bands. It's generally a long experience, and you don't normally win.
Right.
Let's just hear the beginning of that song we just played. See if it is similar in any way.
Oh, what's the kitty?
I see what you mean, but it's literally just a drum.
It is, it's the beginning drum, isn't
it? What about
it?
If we loop the drum? Okay, here's Vaccines. And here's Oh, What's Occurring music. No, I don't think I've got a leg to stand on there. Next.
Dear Scott, Jane is scheduled to appear on the panel of Loose Women on the following dates. Monday the 3rd of September, 2012. Tuesday the 4th of September, 2012. Friday the 7th of September, 2012. Monday the 10th of September, 2012. Tuesday the 11th of September, 2012. Please note that dates are subject to change.
Well, thank you very much, whoever sent the email. Jane McDonald, off of Loose Women, keeping her up to date, keeping us all up to date there with when she's on next. How did that get through? Next.
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky and anyone else who might be there. This morning, you and Chris were talking about how you recently saw a woman who was trying to take a bottle of ketchup onto a plane, and it reminded me of a similar incident when I was going on holiday a few weeks ago.
Right.
I was next to be called through at the security gate, but it was taking quite a long time. When I eventually got called through, it turned out the man in front of me had been trying to take a tin of Spam onto the flight. When they had to open his carry-on suitcase, it turned out he had hardly any clothing at all. He had mostly food-based items, including some chicken fillets, curry sauce, and numerous naan breads. It seemed to be at least a full week's shop in there. The security guard couldn't stop laughing and called one of his colleagues, brackets Brenda, over to show her the suitcase, and she started laughing too, much to the annoyance of the man. Apparently, all he wanted to do was make a British-style curry for his daughter. But I don't know why he had the Spam. Keep up the good work. Chris, in Manchester.
I've often considered, because I love foreign supermarkets, going and doing a full shop in, like, Amsterdam and then bringing it all back in the case.
But you wouldn't put it in your hand luggage, would you?
Not so much, no.
I'm always interested when you go through security. I don't know if you're allowed to do this, really, but you sort of look around and see what people are pulling out their bags. You know, because every now and then...
there is a classic every now and again. I mean, you get your bottles of water, which obviously you're not allowed to take through, and they always get rid of your drinks.
It's always worth having a quick look in the amnesty bin.
Someone always has a pair of scissors. It's like, no, you can't take them on. But it is good. I like the amnesty bin.
I don't know if you're meant to look around.
I don't think you can rummage around in it, but you can definitely just have a quick glimpse. I don't think that's... Is that allowed? I think that's fine. Next!
Dear Scott, Chris, Becky, TOTDS and PR4L. I had a great idea that I think Chris will like and I need his help. At the Olympics, I noticed that no men were doing synchronised swimming. So I thought, well, as the Olympics has to be equal, this means that either in the next Olympics or the one after, men will be able to compete in synchronised swimming. So I was wondering if Chris would be willing to learn how to synchronise swim with me, so that when it gets introduced into the Olympics, as not many countries will have competitors, as it's still relatively new, we would be really good at it and have a chance of getting a medal. Keen? Thanks again. Ben, off of Cheltenham.
Team GB, what are you saying? You and Ben off Cheltenham.
Oh, it's a lovely idea. I wasn't aware that men didn't do synchronised swimming in the Olympics.
I didn't know that.
There might be a gap in the market then.
Do you remember a while ago you were saying that there was one sport that you wanted to be absolutely brilliant at because
yes.
There's no young people doing it?
Bowls.
Yeah.
So I signed up to a bowls club.
Thinking that, you know, because the average bowls player is, what, 60 to 70?
Yes.
Thinking that you would be kind of like the poster boy of bowls.
Golden bowls.
In the future, yeah. You'd be like the David Beckham of bowls. But then that was slightly...
I did it after my GCSEs, actually. I got my GCSE results, and then you know how you've got that whole summer. Or it might have been after my last GCSE exam. And then I had nothing to do, and I saw the bowls club in the park, and me and my mate signed up. It was brilliant. Except everyone had to be police checked there because they'd never had anyone under the age of...
Yeah, 30. No, 60.
Yeah.
But then we did this on air a while ago and actually there's loads of young people that play bowls.
Yeah, I want to get back into it, definitely.
Yeah. But what about synchronised swimming?
That
might
be one.
4 years.
How do you practice? I mean, do you just turn up at your local pool and...
I think it's quite simple. All you do is, like, put a peg on your nose and smile and twirl around in the water.
But you can't do that on lane swimming days at the gym, can
you? I don't know. I'm sure if you email Ben back, he'll have more info.
Okay, well,
it sounds like
that.
He's looked into it more than you have.
All right.
Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Is there anything you want to say to us this week on Dear Scott? If there is, this is the place to do it.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris is thinking of going in on a hash brown sandwich this morning, which is, well, that you just disgust me.
I mean, it's controversial in my mind.
Absolutely disgusting.
But for some reason, it sort of makes sense.
It's not even a thing, a hash brown sandwich. Who's ever heard of that, weirdo?
I just woke up this morning, I really fancied it.
No, it's all wrong. I'm going to get Jamie Oliver onto you.
What, are you going to grass me up to a chef?
Hi, Jamie. Yeah, I am, actually. Hash brown sandwich. Who's ever heard of such a thing?
The Scott Mills Daily.
New things I've learned this morning. They're doing an album of 50 Shades of Grey.
A music album?
Yeah, you've read the book. Now, get the album. It's going to be classical stuff.
Oh. Do girls like that?
I don't know. Well, they like the book.
Yeah.
Also, there is the latest thing out of China, which I want. We need to order some. It's the face kini. Becky sent this to me yesterday. It's like a bikini, but for your face. And right now, it is like the number one thing to buy in China. It's the height of the tourist season in China. And on the beaches, everyone's wearing them. You know when you go out fancy dress, like as Spider-Man or Superman?
Yeah.
It's that. It's like a light cloth version of a ski mask.
Oh, I've just looked it up.
Yeah. They are new and they're exciting.
It's really creepy, though.
I know, but imagine going to the beach and everyone's wearing one. Be pretty cool.
I mean, it is like a Spider-Man mask.
Yeah. Also, you know our mate that's still got all of those... he's got 10,000 masks for swine flu.
Yes.
Hasn't got rid of them yet?
He ordered them in.
One of our friends is so paranoid and a proper hypochondriac. And when the swine flu thing was at its height and everyone was panicking, thinking, oh, we're all going to get it, he ordered online 10,000 swine flu masks to protect him. And they're still sat in his spare room, I think.
Mm.
So if anyone wants one, let us know. He's like, can you do an appeal on air? I'm like, well, not really.
We were thinking about giving them out at your gigs.
Yeah.
That would have been good.
Who wants a mask? I've caught all sorts of things from those gigs. Various colds.
Okay, good.
No, I mean like flu, colds.
Yeah.
So actually, I mean, listen to me now.
Yeah.
This is Zanti flu right here.
No, it's not.
Just played Ellie Goulding, and before that, Drum Sound and Bassline Smith. This is Scott Mills. It's 7:43. Here's someone who's getting their GCSE results today. Morning, Kira.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
So whereabouts are you?
I live in Hertfordshire.
And you texted in earlier, didn't you?
Yeah, I was just wondering, is it all right if I missed the last hour of the show?
The last hour between 9 and 10?
Yeah.
Okay, what's your excuse, please?
I have to go get my GCSE results.
Right. normally, you would have to fill in a holiday form for this and find someone else that can listen in your place.
Scott, she's getting her results.
No, no, I'm saying normally, but today, seeing as it is your results, it's a big day, like probably the biggest day in your life, absolutely fine.
Okay, thank you.
That's fine.
Oh, bless her. I love that you've rang to ask Scott's permission.
Well, I think it's nice, yeah. So, what time are you going to head in?
I'm probably going to leave at 9.
And what are you hoping for today?
I don't know. I'm not very smart, so I'm just hoping I get C's.
You sound smart.
I'm definitely not.
Well, listen, so the plan is to go in at, what, 10 o'clock, get your results?
We can go from 9, so I'm just going to leave at 9.
Okay, and then what's your plan for the rest of the day?
I'm probably going to see my friends, and I don't know, it depends if my results are good or not.
Yeah.
Are you really excited?
No.
Do you feel a bit sick?
Yeah.
Did you get any sleep? Any sleep at all?
Not really.
No.
I got off at about 5.
Oh, a lot of people are feeling that today, Kira. So listen, do you mind if we give you a call back a bit later on, see how you did?
Yeah, that's fine.
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Maybe if I call you about 9:30, will you have got them by then?
I think so.
Okay, well, I'll phone back and check and see if you've got them, all right?
Okay.
Kira, remember, it's all going to be fine, whatever happens. All right?
Okay.
All right, I'll speak to you a bit later on. I'll call you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. Ah, she said it first.
Yeah.
If you are getting your results today, I know it's a proper stressful day, but good luck. And we'll give you a number a bit later on. Whatever you get, whether you did better or worse than expected, there are people that can actually speak to you and help you, make you feel a lot, lot better.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Yesterday, Nick Grimshaw came in and we did a bit of a initiation ceremony on him, which we always do to new people, even though he's been there a few years now, not in this time of day. So we did Truth or Dare with Grimmy, which I enjoyed. We had three people on the line that had a story about him, and three dares, which he would have to do if he chose not to hear the story that person had from his past. We got more with Grimmy after 8:30 this morning. He's coming back in. One of the things that was the dare, which he absolutely hated, was listening to this on loop all day. Jesse J. Just this bit, nothing else. Then I started to use it as an alarm for stuff. I was like, stop calling for the competition. So I thought it would be fun to terrorise Grimmy a little bit after the show as well yesterday, not just during it.
It's like an all day thing.
Yeah, because he hates this. So, have a quick guess. How long did Grimmy last with me ringing him up with just Jesse J on a loop?
Well, he can't stand this, so no. I'm going to say not very long. I'm going to go 30 seconds.
Let's find out. Here's me calling him. Nick, it's Scott.
Hello.
Hang on, I'll just put you on hold a second. Hang on.
No. No. No more Jesse J, thank you.
What are you up to today? Are you busy?
Yeah, I'm just about to go. And you know, you were talking about how you lost your car.
Oh, hang on a sec.
Dreaming is believing, dreaming is believing, dreaming is believing, dreaming is believing.
No, that one's even worse. No. I've got to go.
Yes, I know, Matt. I know that. Sorry, I'm really busy in the studio. Are you all right to hang on?
No, I'm not. No.
Oh, bye.
I like how he started to tell you a story.
Annoys him.
You know how that one time you lost your car?
Yeah, hang on a minute.
I'd love to know more about that.
You know when you lost your car that time? Not listening. 1 minute he lasted. Which I think is impressive. I didn't think it would be that long.
No.
Then I was on a bit of a roll, so I decided to call my agent. Hello.
Oh, really?
This is a man called Chris.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, I just thought it would be fun. Now, bearing in mind, Grimmy is not a fan of the Jesse J noise. I don't know, really, whether my agent is a fan or not. But how long would he last, do you think?
Oh, he's... I'd say even less than Grimmy.
Bear in mind, he does get paid to care more.
Yes. But he's never usually down for your kind of nonsense. Well, so I'm going to say 20 seconds.
Let's find out.
Good morning.
Hello, it's Scott Mills here.
Hello there.
Hello, it's Chris around.
Just 1 second.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. You all right?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. Oh, God, hang on, I'm still at work. Give me a sec.
Yeah. Dreaming is believing, 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 dreaming is believing. Hello.
Hello.
You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. You okay?
Yeah.
Sure?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. How can I help?
Oh, hang on, sorry. So, still going, and let's skip to 1 minute later. Sorry, this is annoying you over your breakfast.
Hello? Scott, you there? Scott?
Sorry, Chris, hang on a sec.
That's okay.
Give me a second.
That's all right.
And let's go to another minute. Let's skip 1 minute ahead.
Scott.
Sorry.
You're
it's,
busy. Do you want to phone me back?
No, sorry. It's just Matt Fincham. Do you know what time later on? Sorry, hang on.
Scott.
And another minute after that, it's still on.
What's occurring, Mr. Mills?
Hello?
Hiya.
Hello.
Scott,
is that you? Sorry about that. Have you got a busy day today?
I do, yeah. Quite busy. Right. I've got to go.
Well done to him. An impressive 5 minutes
no
and 32.
Way.
That deserves a round of applause.
Blimey.
Wow.
Can't believe he did that.
Hello, if we do have any listeners left, thanks to the constant play of the Jesse J alarm, the Jesse J noise. Come back. We won't play it again. For a bit. The Scott Mills
Daily. I had a moment of realisation this morning.
Go on.
That I might be getting old. Because you know me, I'm one of these weird people who I think looks younger than I am.
Yeah, I've been with you when you've been ID'd in off licences. I've been with you when they go, have you got any ID, mate? In the pub, when you're trying to buy like a shandy.
Yeah.
Which
yes.
annoys me, actually, I'm going to be honest.
Ridiculously, I got ID'd for a lottery ticket a couple of weeks
yeah.
ago, which I thought was too far. But
IDing is still on. How old are you?
I'm 25.
And also, you are still, like, going on holidays with your mates to places like Malia.
Yeah.
I mean, are you doing that again this year?
No, it had to be cancelled.
But you were going to.
I can't say why, but yes.
You can't tell me why?
Yeah.
Oh, I know why.
Yeah. Anyway, I was thinking to myself this morning, if I was to enter the X Factor,
yeah.
I would now have to enter under the 25 and older, wouldn't yeah. I?
You're now in the overs.
Yeah.
How's that make you feel?
Awful. Because, I mean, that means technically I'm now mentored by Louis Walsh, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, always. What is going on with his weave, by the way? Have you seen his new hair? It was only in for, like, a snapshot on the show, but I'm thinking that as the weeks progress, we're going to see more of his new fright wig.
What, sorry, what is this?
He's just growing... got, he's kind of spiked it up a bit, and it looks like he's got more of it. That might not be true.
Yeah.
But whatever they've done with it, it's, I'm just obsessed with it.
I'd love to see him with a ponytail.
So yeah, this is the first time you've ever felt old.
Well, it's just a weird moment of realisation.
You're now in the 25, you're not even in the 25 and overs, you're now in what they call the overs.
Yeah.
Which, whenever they talk about an X Factor, means, yeah, they're over the hill.
I mean, you know who I'm in with. I'm in with Wagner.
You're in, you are the
Mary
new...
Mary Byrne.
Yeah, you're the new Tesco Mary.
I mean, it's a nightmare, this.
Tesco Chris.
This can't be right, like, because I don't feel like that. Surely, is this how Tesco Mary felt?
Yeah, same.
Was Katie Waitel in the overs? I'm not sure.
No, she was younger than you.
Unbelievable.
Also, how does it feel now when you tick a box on a questionnaire and there's a box that says 16-24 and the next box says, was it like 25-30?
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
That's you now as well.
Crazy.
Tesco Chris.
No, don't start that.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Hey, got some good news for you, Chris. You know that you're in the 25 and overs.
Yeah.
You're in the overs you'll always be for the rest of your life, mentored by Louis Walsh.
Thanks for reminding me.
And probably end up marrying Subo.
Right.
And, like, living with Wagner.
Yeah, that's my new crew.
They've changed it on X Factor this year. You're still young. Congratulations. The overs are now 28.
No
way. You've got another 3 years. How good is that?
Oh, it's a good news
See,
day.
See, he's happy now, but you still have to tick the box that says 25 to 40. Ha!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Morning, Nick Grimshaw.
Morning, Scott Mills.
Still bright and bouncy, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I don't look as bright and bouncy today. I just was telling everyone while you were out that I fell asleep in my contact lenses last night.
It's got red eye.
Yeah, you have got red eye.
Serious red eye. Oh. I had to peel them from my retinas this morning.
Oh, lush.
Sorry about that call yesterday.
Yeah, that was annoying. Have you played that out?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you know what? I would have been all for it, but I was having a really awful, stressful morning.
Did you lose your
car? After talking about yesterday, I lost my car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this happened to the best of us.
So I was in Camden Council when, and it was quite stressful in there.
Did they put it in the car clamp club?
Yeah, it was in the pound with all the rusty Fiats.
It's not a fun club to be in, that.
It's really not. No. It's an expensive club to be in.
Yeah.
And a waste of time club.
That's why I stopped driving.
Yep.
You'll do the same eventually, I think.
Thank you for the wise words.
Yeah.
Thanks.
So here is Grimmy with the annoying Jessie J alarm. I probably didn't call you at the right time.
No, it was in the middle of a queue in the council.
Nick, it's Scott.
Hello.
Hang on, I'll just put you on hold a second, hang on.
No more Jessie J, thank you.
What are you up to today? You busy?
Yeah, I'm just about to go. And you know, you were talking about how you lost your car.
Oh, hang on a sec.
No, that one's even worse.
Wow.
No. I've got to go.
Yes, I know, Matt. I know that. Sorry, I'm really busy in the studio. Are you right to hang on?
No, I'm not. No.
It's your least favourite noise in the world. I'm just imagining you there in a queue with loads of people behind you.
Well, I look mad already because I was enraged. This is the second time I joined the queue. Because the man was like, your card doesn't work. Next customer, please.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, I think it does. And then when I called the bank, they were like, no, they actually process the payment wrong. So then I was in the queue again, second time extra angry.
But I like the idea that you're hearing Jessie J and going, no.
No.
That's what I like.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
The new host of this show from September 24th is Nick Grimshaw. Hello.
Why are you crossing your fingers when he says that, Finchie? He literally did the lotto finger cross. Like,
good luck.
Please, good luck, everyone. Hi.
Hi. So let's get to know Nick Grimshaw a bit better today, once again.
Is it going to be something awful today?
No.
As I thought it was going to start getting more and more awful, because Chris coming to my house was fine. Then yesterday the embarrassing game was a bit worse.
Truth or dare.
I thought today was going to be bad. And today's the day I'm most tired.
No, it's all right today.
Okay.
What we've got here is we've recorded 10 headlines about you.
Yes.
Which are headlines that have appeared in magazines or papers, but some we've made up. Smooth Talking Dan has recorded 10 of these headlines. can you work out which headlines about yourself actually appeared in the paper and which didn't?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So here's the first one. You need to tell us the story around the headline.
Okay.
Here we go.
Harry Styles compares head sizes with close friend Nick Grimshaw.
Is that true or not?
Unfortunately, this story is true. This was... Actually, I think the paper got confused the size of what we were comparing. We were comparing the size of a watermelon, full stop. Then I called Matt Fincham, Radio 1 producer, a something head. And then the papers thought that we were having some weird online discussion about the size of our somethings.
Having a little measure.
Yeah.
So who's got a bigger watermelon?
Harry.
Yeah.
I've heard that. So, that one was true.
It's wider. It's
much wider, yeah. There we are. So, that one, first one was true. Correct. And next.
It's DJ Love. Nick Grimshaw admits having a massive crush on Jamila Jamil.
Real headline or not?
That's a fake headline. Yeah. Not true, I don't think.
You've never admitted having a crush on
I don't think
Jamila.
I've admitted it. No.
Okay. Yeah, that one's made up.
Is that one made up?
Well done.
Who made that one up?
Who knows?
Who can say?
Hey,
who could say, yeah.
Okay, and here's your next headline. Did this actually appear in any paper or magazine, or did we make it up?
DJ Nick is a silly lily.
I love DJ Nick, by the way. DJ Nick
is a silly lily.
I don't remember that. I don't know that. I don't know what that could be about. I'm saying made-up story.
No, this is a true story. An article about when you dressed up as Lily Allen.
Oh, yeah, pop star drag.
At a birthday party.
Yes.
And Jamie Winston thought it was actually her.
Yes.
How realistic was this?
That was actually amazing. I had to go to my friend's birthday and he was doing album covers as the fancy dress. So I went as Lily Allen on the cover of All Right Still. I never know if it's still All Right or All Right Still. All Right Still. And it was a good look. People from afar saw me and like waved, and then the next day told Lily, oh, great to see you at the party. She's like, I was in America. That was groomy.
Amazing.
Yeah.
You love lady dressing up.
I don't love it.
Well, we heard about you yesterday in the heel.
There's a really good video, Chris, you should see.
Is this you as Lily Allen?
Yeah, that's not Lily Allen. That's me as Lily Allen.
You are convincing Lily Allen.
It is quite
I could
convincing.
Be a body double. Well, maybe... Sorry, Lily. I could be a body double, maybe.
And here is
go
the next.
Go to sound check for her.
Is this... Yeah, you could. Is this real or not? Do we make it up?
DJ Grimmy is scared of his own private parts.
And that one's made up. Thank you.
Are you sure? Haven't seen this one anywhere?
No, I've definitely not seen that one.
Yeah, it's made up.
Yeah, I thought that one might be made up.
And next...
Pixie Geldof and Nick Grimshaw get their boobs out in Ibiza.
What's this one?
Oh, this is when I was fighting Ibiza. Well, you know, like, if someone was taking a picture of you and you were in the sea or in, like, your swimming costume, you'd probably, like, breathe in and walk straight. But I didn't know that there was a kind man taking pictures on the beach. It was quite secluded.
Again, I found the picture. I'm just typing in these headlines.
The facial expression.
It's amazing.
Oh, my God.
So that's Pixie, Geldof and Nick. They're getting their boobs out.
He thinks he's Daniel Craig
in Ibiza.
Definitely not Daniel Craig. It's kind of like when the Roonies all got out of the sea together. Do you remember that?
Yeah. Okay. So that one, definitely true and good picture as well.
You'll
have a look at that one.
No, don't have a look at that.
And next.
Nick Grimshaw and Mark Ronson in Cat Poo Party.
Have you ever had a cat poo party
I've
with Mark Ronson?
I've never had a cat poo party with Mark Ronson.
Yet.
Although I am interested. What is a cat poo party a thing, or do you just make that up to be weird?
Who knows? You've got to tell me.
Not true. I don't like cats.
Correct.
Who I'm fine with.
Made up. And next.
I like playing with raw meat.
That might... I don't know if that is true. I used to like to play with raw meat as a child, because me and my sister used...
Sorry?
Well, I used to want to be a butcher. So when my mum would do, like, she's about to mince something or, like, put something in the oven, I'd have a little pat of it.
Yeah.
I'd pretend I was the butcher.
So real headline or not?
I don't know if it's... I don't know if it's a weird coincidence or not. Because would I tell a... How'd a paper know? And would I tell a paper?
You tell them anything.
Let's say a true story. Raw meat, lols.
Correct. I Like Playing With Raw Meat was the title of an interview you did with The Independent in 2007.
No! So that's The Independent. Broadsheet.
DJ Nick said, I could have been a butcher.
Well, I could have, yeah.
And
butcher
next,
or a dentist.
Real headline or not?
No carbs till Afron.
Oh, I've definitely said that. I used to have that on a post-it note at my desk. So I'm saying true story.
What's the story?
Well, I just didn't want to... I know I had to do like 3 Zac Efron interviews in a week. Like Radio 1, T4, something else. And I thought, I don't want to look like the pictures in Ibiza when I meet Zac Efron. So no carbs
till Efron. That headline is made up, but thanks for telling us the story anyway.
Oh, cool. So. I used to have that sticker on my desk upstairs.
Yeah. But that never appeared in any paper, so that's something new we found out.
Can go in tomorrow.
And next.
Nick sees Frankie.
Oh, hello, that's gone weird.
That's gone weird.
Okay, try again.
Nick sees Frankie's number one hits.
Who's Frankie?
I don't know. Frankie Saturdays?
Why have you seen their number one hits?
It must be a rhyme of something, right?
Yeah. It could be a rhyme of something, yeah. Probably.
Why are you smiling? Oh, really?
Probably these bad boys.
Have you?
No, I've never seen them. No. I think false.
It's true. That was an article about when Frankie from the Saturdays flashed you on a T4 video shoot.
What? How do you not remember this?
I don't really remember that at all. Because sometimes papers make things up.
And is this a made-up headline about you, Nick Grimshaw, or not? This is the final one.
Taylor Schilling. Is she willing?
I don't even know who Taylor Schilling is.
Well, no, I imagine it's Taylor Swift, right?
No.
I'm going to Google her.
I would.
Oh, I've done Taser. Taylor Schilling?
Yep. SCH.
I have literally no idea who that is. So, false.
You're saying that is...
It's the woman from the Zac Efron film.
Yes.
I'm saying true story, false headline.
Okay, what's the story?
The story is I went to interview... Sorry, Taylor Schilling. Taylor Schilling is an actress who's in a film called The Lucky One. And Zac Efron's in it, and I went to go and interview them. And I interviewed Zac Efron, and then I interviewed Taylor Schilling. And then afterwards, I got a phone call from Fleur, who works at Channel 4, and she was like... was that interview good? I was like, yeah, apparently so. Yeah, it's fun, wasn't it? She's like, well, someone's been in touch and they really enjoyed the interview and their agent has called Channel 4 to ask if you could take Taylor Schilling out to dinner tonight.
No way.
Wow.
I'm Googling pics.
And then I wrote back and I said, yeah, I'll go for dinner with Taylor Schilling. And they were like, she really liked you. I said, okay, I'll go for dinner with her tonight. They told her agent, yep, he's up for it, and then she never got back.
Oh, rude.
Is that how you date a famous
thing? Yeah.
Their agent gets in touch
absolutely.
With you.
Absolutely, you can't...
I've always thought that was the case.
You can't just go in there willy-nilly.
We tell, like, people at Radio 1 to ask people out? Could we get Finch and pretend to be our agent?
Yeah.
And then call movie stars? Yeah.
But, like, when you are A-list property,
yes,
that's what happens. Like,
yeah,
they make the connection through someone else, like Taylor Schilling.
I loved her.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't remember her name.
You never approach the famous, you wait for the agent.
You don't approach them yourself, you wait for the agent to call you. Isn't that right, Grimshaw?
Yeah, that's the thing, yeah, you just wait.
Yeah.
You just give the agent a wink. Like,
you wait and you hope.
I'll take it.
Taylor Schilling, Is She Willing? Was a made-up headline, but a good story.
Yeah.
And that was getting to know Nick Grimshaw a little bit better. Thanks very much.
Thanks.
Okay, good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, a small round of what's occurring. We are now into the 9th series of The X Factor. Started last week. Everyone liking it? Anyone a bit bored?
Oh, it's all right, isn't it?
I like it.
Yeah. I still love it.
It's my favourite programme.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every year, though, we do get a brand new batch of contestants. And after 9 series, it's slightly harder each year to remember... who's been on in previous years. I'm thinking, off the top of my head, who can I name? Same difference?
Andy Abraham.
Yes.
What are we naming?
Old X Factor contestants, thanks for listening.
Oh, my favourite one. Sorry, I'm doing this Tina Ward thing. I think Rachel Adedeji.
A good one.
Standard. Yeah. Rydian.
Yeah. So, Little Mix won X Factor last year. They were the winners. But how many X Factor contestants, previous X Factor contestants, can they name in 1 minute? How many do you reckon?
Oh, do they take it in turns?
Yeah.
I'm going to go...
Apart from Jade, because she was ill when we recorded this.
Okay, I'm going to go 10.
They won the X Factor, but how many can they name? What
12.
You saying? 12. Thank you, Nick Grimshaw. Here they are.
Hi, we're Little Mix.
We won the X Factor.
But how many previous contestants can we name?
Let's find out.
Go, Shelloid.
Leah Lewis.
Jealous.
Mac Roddle.
Leon Jackson.
One Direction.
Aidan Davies. No, it's not Aidan Davies. Aidan Grimshaw.
Leon Jackson.
I said him.
Oh.
The Risk.
New Vibe.
Craig Holden.
Who did I just say?
Misha B.
Daniel. Big Voice.
Kenny Johnson.
Barry, hurry up!
I'm trying!
Two Shoes.
Johnny Robinson.
John Joker.
Help me.
Come on, one more.
Barry!
Oh my gosh, that's so hard.
I'm not a stupid game anyway.
So, that was Perry who lost it for the rest of them there. They were just going round, and she couldn't think of any more.
The noises they were making throughout that as well. Weird.
Yeah. Good knowledge of John Joe Kerr, though. Hey. Yeah. 16, they said. No points for either of you two. If you said they would name 16 previous X Factor contestants, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Your parking's run out.
I know, best go, bye.
Okay, bye-bye now.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Now, earlier this morning, we spoke to Kira, who is in the same situation as a lot of you today and getting GCSE results. Last time we spoke to her was about 7:30, and she was about to go into school and had sweaty palms and the panic and everything else that you get when you're about to go and open your results at school. She's back on the line. Hi, Kira.
Hi, Scott.
You okay?
Sort of, yeah.
So you went into school, what time, 9 o'clock?
Yeah.
And you opened them shortly afterwards?
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Not as good as I wanted to.
Okay, what did you get?
I got a C in English language and a B in English literature.
That's all right.
That's good.
I got an E in French and a D in maths, which is really bad.
All the best people get E in French.
I got a D in French.
Oh.
Which isn't the best either.
I got several U's.
Did you?
Yeah. So what are you going to do next? Are you going to go to college?
I don't know. I wanted to go to sixth form, so I have to go and talk to, like, the sixth form people.
Yeah.
Because I didn't get the grades. So I don't know.
Okay. So you're a little bit disappointed, but actually, if you look at it, you've done all right, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, there's a really good number which you could call, or anyone else that's listening that's in the same situation. If your results are or better sometimes or worse than you're expecting, there's a number. Write this down, Kira. It's 0808 100 8000, and it's free from a landline. Obviously, mobile phone charges will vary. It's open now until 8 o'clock tonight, and it's going to stay open until the 25th. And they can totally advise you on what to do next. There's a team of advisors that are on hand, and they're there all day. Complete independent advice. They won't judge you on your results, and they're experts. They know exactly what to talk about with all of your options and what to do next. I think you'd find that useful, Kira, would you?
Yeah.
Give them a ring. 0808 100 8000. Proper experts who are there for you right now if you've just got your GCSE results, no matter how bad or good you think you've done.
I think the thing is, it's just the start now, really, isn't it? Because you've got the results, so you can just, you know, good or bad, you just sort of deal with it from here on in. It's just the beginning, really.
What's the plan for the rest of the day, Kira?
I'm going to go home and tell my parents about my results, and then I'm going to go see my friend.
Do it. OK, have a good day, and well done.
OK, thank you.
I know it's a really nerve-wracking day for everybody. All right, love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Get to a computer now. Watch us. Innuendo Bingo is happening in 30 seconds. bbc.co.uk/radio1. Let's switch on the cameras. Oh, cameras early. Good morning. Hi, Emily.
Hi, babes.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for joining us at this early stage for today's Innuendo Bingo. Sure. Now, we don't let Chris book the guests very often, but he has booked you today. So thanks, Chris.
I've done well here, haven't I?
Hey, are you in the new In-Betweeners movie? Do you know yet?
I have no idea. I don't even know if there is one.
Well, they're talking about it. They said there wouldn't be one, but there might be.
I don't know.
Wait for that call.
Yeah.
Okay. If you do get in, can you get me a role on there as well?
Yeah. Yeah. No, probably not.
No. Let's be honest.
Worth a try.
Okay, so if you want to watch this, Emily is about to play Innuendo Bingo with Chris. Chris is dressed for summer. Can we have a look at that? He's wearing shorts. Because he did say that today was a swimwear edition. Emily didn't get the email, so is wearing a poncho.
So yeah, it's like one two extreme. Different seasons.
It's still sexy, but I had to kind of rip the head bit because my head's too big. Couldn't get it through.
It's still a good look.
Thanks.
You're working it well.
Thank you.
So, Chris is dressed for summer. Emily, more for winter, for rain.
Yeah.
Go online, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You can watch this now. It's happening. If you can't see it at the moment, we'll do a video for you later on. Okay, so the idea, Emily, if you've not heard this before, is you fill your mouth as much as you can with the water. I'll play you a clip from something on the TV or radio that sounds a little bit rude. Obviously, if you find it funny, the water will spray out of your mouth and all over Chris. You can use the bin, but don't.
Sure.
Are we ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Okay. So, Superstar Innuendo Bingo today with Emily and Chris. And let's go over to Kate Thornton. Water, please. This one sent in by Chris in Wisbeach. Kate Thornton, ever so eager to work with one of the cooks on Lorraine here, as you're about to hear.
And it's as simple as this. Shall we start?
Yes. Can I bash your chicken?
Yeah, Your Honour, can you walk away from the meat mallet for one moment, please?
Well, how old, Emily?
Can you walk away from the meat mallet for one moment, please?
Why are you looking at me like that?
Are you not allowed to use your hands? If the water sprays out, the water comes out.
Mm.
Ready?
Mm. Can I bash your chicken?
Oh, yes.
A little bit of spit there in the face. Good. Yeah. Don't hold back, Emily, okay? You can get rid of it now. Swallow, or spit it out, whatever you want to do.
I'm so sorry.
No, don't. This is what happened yesterday with Fern. This is the idea of the game. Don't need to apologise.
At myself.
Yeah.
Christ.
Okay. If you're listening to Fern's show yesterday, you may have heard Scream and Benga dropping in. And getting her a little overexcited.
Again, I had to seriously back off in the car on the way here and not stick my finger in it and or have a go on it.
Oh, Chris, right in Emily's hair.
No, not the hair!
Oh,
not the hair.
Oh, God.
Emily, you're being far too ladylike.
Sorry.
Oh, next time, just
too far
get
over
him.
The bin.
Oh, my word. This reminds me of Edinburgh.
Did you enjoy that last week?
That was so fun.
It was fun, wasn't it?
The next morning wasn't fun.
No, really not.
Oh.
You're right.
You. You.
Take some more water in your mouth, Emily.
Sure.
Remember, go for it.
Not stick my finger in it and or have a, you know, have a go on it.
No hands. Spray it over him. Do it now. Okay, next one. They'd given her a cake in that instance.
Mm.
A classic now from this show, when I spoke to Danny McFly. Can you just confirm where you are at the moment?
I'm just coming out of Paul O'Grady.
Are you?
Oh,
my God! There we are. Well done, Emily. That's more like it.
Oh, God!
Straight in the face, Chris.
Oh, right in the chops.
I think it's too early for this game, really.
Oh, I like it.
It's woken me up.
Yeah.
Escape to the Country, which sadly I fell asleep in front of last night, so didn't get to see the end. Louise in Nottingham, thank you for sending this one in. And there seems to have been a very enlightening cultural exchange on Escape to the Country. You ready?
Mm-hmm. Well, you may have French windows, but you don't have a back door. Everything comes in the front door.
Everyone comes in the back door in the English houses.
Yeah. Yeah, we noticed.
that one. I'm actually dribbling. That's not even water.
Dribbling.
Oh, my fake tan's running.
Oh, love. Happens to the best of us. More water, please.
Oh, God.
Everyone yeah. comes in the back door in English houses.
Well held. Over to BBC Newcastle now. Fill your cheeks, please, Chris. Have you mm-hmm. got some there still? Yeah. Mm-hmm. BBC Newcastle, they really love their gardens.
And basically, as you're saying, Stan was saying, it's really a case of the time of year, isn't it? The yeah. early growth is the soft one, and then it gradually gets harder, and then by the winter, we're talking
hardwood.
And
we're just at the time of year where we're moving, really, from semi-ripe into hardwood.
Nice one, Emily.
Oh,
next time, just spray at him. Oh. You're being far too ladylike. You're looking like a water feature. It's like kind of dribbling out.
Oh.
Okay. Jane in Derbyshire, thank you for this one. Give yourself some points. Over to Antiques Roadshow now. A very messy antiques road trip, in fact. And it's amazing what people seem to get up to in their cars.
I'll hold it and you drive. Mm. Yeah, I'll hold it. Off we go.
Oh, well, it's all over me.
Oh, Chris! That was a really big spit in Emily. Yes! That's it, Emily.
Oh, my God!
You got it. Where did that go? Where did that go?
I've no idea, but I have loads down my bra.
Okay.
Oh, God!
Sorry.
Fuming.
Hello, if you're watching online. Vicky's been on. Keith has been on. Joe in Newark.
You're right.
It's all fine. Right, over to the Great British Bake Off now. Always a good innuendo bingo on there. And here's Mel off of Mel and Sue, really putting the great in Britain.
I want to talk about your action. You're using the middle finger spin,
yeah,
I noticed.
I'm doing, well, it's more of a spin and squeak.
Didn't even get halfway through that one. Where's it gone now?
Down the back.
Sorry. Okay, let's see if we can all get through this one. It's a good one.
Thank you for coming.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, let's try this one again. I think we might be some time on this
You're
one.
Right.
Okay, here we go.
I want to talk about your action. You're using the middle finger spin,
yeah.
I noticed.
I'm doing, well, it's more of a spin and squeeze, so you can try and get an even consistency all the way around. And then I just sort of
And then
drive
double,
it.
The double hander.
The double hander, just so you can try and get an even consistency.
I love the Bake Off.
Oh, right on the crotch.
There we are. Yeah. That's right. And more water, please. Not long now. Oh, lovely. Look at your face. I've just noticed you're dripping wet. I only just noticed that. On the face. Okay. Here we go. More, please. And here, Greg Wallace is thrilled to have Madge from Neighbours in his kitchen.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, all right, good, because the way you started this, I was doubting that you would.
Did you get a bone there?
No.
That was actual Madge.
Whoa,
I love Madge.
I love Madge again.
I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt and say, all right, good, because the way you started this, I was doubting that you would.
Did you get a bone there?
Oh, Emily, don't look at me like that. It's not my fault. There's only two more to go.
Oh.
Okay. A classic now from a couple of weeks ago. Hello, if you're watching on the website. People are very much enjoying this. Sir Robin Knox Johnson, who was rather pleased to see some sailors coming on... Chris... Come on, water please. Some sailors coming on... What? On BBC Radio Solent, ready? Here we go.
A little birdie tells me, actually, there was a very special welcome for the crews as they crossed the finishing line this morning.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out and salute each of them as they came across the finish line. So I did. My quarter-scale 32-pounder.
Classic.
That's a classic, that one. Okay.
Oh.
More water, please.
Are you okay? Has this ever happened before? Or?
No.
More water, please. Madge?
Did you get a bone there?
No.
And one more.
One more.
Over to Coast on the TV. There's another classic. Ready? Here we go.
The town's honoured him with a statue.
And this is it. The boy with his finger in the dike.
Well played, Ms. Zach. Well played, Chris. That was Emily and Chris on Innuendo Bingo. We'll have a video up later. Emily, are you okay?
Yeah, I am. Do you know, I am more than okay. I'm soaking wet.
We've done a good job here.
I think we have. Let us know if you watched online. Thanks so much for playing.
Thanks, babe.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.